Embracing Comfort by Wandering Jedi Historian. Summary. After a difficult battle, Cody struggles to accept comfort. Fortunately, there are people who love him who aren't willing to give up. Just because you're the big brother doesn't mean you don't need comfort too, Rex said stubbornly. You're back on the negotiator after a long campaign. It was over, finally, but it hadn't gone well. They had taken many losses, with multiple 212th gunships shot down before they could even land. Their generals and Commander Tano were in a briefing with the Council. They had been dismissed to get some rest. Rex and his Jedi were staying the night. Rex didn't like being away from his men right after a battle, but his general wanted him there, so that's where he was. At least it meant he could look after his stubborn brother. Even if said stubborn Orivad was acting like he didn't need it. I'm fine, Cody disagreed. You aren't, and you shouldn't be. We lost a lot of men down there. You, even more than me. I'd be worried if you generally were okay with that, Rex challenged. Cody slumped, acknowledging the words. Losing men wasn't easy, nor should it ever be. But still. My men need me to be strong. You are, and they all know it. You went to a debriefing with your general, then you checked on your men. All of them. I know you did. Now, it's time to take care of you. When did you get this pushy? Cody groused. The fact that he bumped their shoulders together eliminated any sting there might have been in the words. I learned from the best, Rex said with a smirk. The dark-haired clone rolled his eyes but started removing his armor. The blonde helped, and between them, they made quick work of it. Rex coaxed Cody into taking a shower. Being a martial commander meant Cody got his own fresher, though it was tiny. The blonde sent a comm to Waxer, asking if he could have someone bring two meal trays to Cody's quarters. The lieutenant was quick to agree, knowing Rex stood the best chance of making Cody look after himself for the night. By the time Cody emerged in a clean set of blacks, their food had arrived, and Rex was out of his armor too. Before you say a word, I want it on record that Sergeant Boyle brought the trays because most of Ghost wanted to do it, and Lieutenant Waxer is soothing ruffled feathers, Rex defended. Cody arched an eyebrow. The blonde shrugged. Don't look at me like that. Those were Boyle's exact words. The dark-haired clone snorted. It did indeed sound like something the mustached man would say. Let's eat, then. Conversation stayed light. Torrent being as they were, Rex was never short on stories. Ghost was less flashy than Torrent, but created their share of stories all the same. It was a relaxing way to spend their meal. After they ate, Cody tried to say that he would take their trays back. Nice try. Only place you're going is to bed. They make you a captain, and suddenly you think you get to give the orders, Cody complained, utterly lacking heat. Rex just grinned at him. Learned from the best, he retorted. The replying snort made him laugh. You were already a stubborn bastard when I met you. You helped me refine it, Blonde teased as he walked out the door. He was back barely a minute later. Three of your boys insisted they could take those back for me, Rex said. Not sure if that's your influence or your general's. Bit of both, probably, Cody allowed from his position on his bunk. I'm pretty sure I told you to go to bed, Blonde said mildly. I'm in bed. Reading. That meant in bed to sleep, you stubborn Dakot? He was pointedly ignored. Rex plopped down next to Cody, making the other turn onto his side and practically squish into the wall. Clone bunks were not meant to easily accommodate two. You still have the pointy elbows of a fourth stage, and I have no idea how, dark-haired clone complained. The blonde smiled. All the better for harassing annoying older brothers with. You have that down to an art, Cody groused good-naturedly. Rex's face clearly said, I am completely innocent. It would have been believable, if not for the smirk. His dear Vodica still couldn't lie, Cody thought ruefully. After a long moment, the blonde's look softened. Get some rest, Cody. I've got the watch. You need rest, too, the dark-haired clone pointed out. Always the worried Orivad. I'll get it later. You had it worse this time. Rex, you're always taking care of everyone else. Let me look after you for once, okay? Cody sighed. It'll just encourage you, he muttered. Rex laughed. Probably. The older clone huffed and gave in, settling down on his bunk with the intent to try to sleep. Barely after late meal. It's too early to sleep, he grumbled. Waxer said you've been up for nearly a day and a half. Overbearing Mother Tuka's, all of you, Cody groused, still no heat in his tone. It's the CT's job to look after their CC. It takes us so long to get you lot trained right, Rex said sagely. His lips twitched, giving away his amusement once more. You're the worst. The blonde didn't respond to the teasing. He simply rested his hand on his brother's shoulder. A few minutes later, Cody said softly, Thank you. You're welcome. Sometime later, when Rex finally felt the pull of sleep himself, he got up and went to put down his data pad and remove his boots. Movements woke the older clone, who cracked an eye open to see what was happening. Seeing Rex was standing, he shifted onto his back. Well, two can play at that game, the blonde thought to himself. With a grin, he draped himself over Cody in an awkward sprawl. Menace, came the sleepy grumble. It's my job, blonde said cheerily. Softly and much more seriously, he added, Go back to sleep, Codes. Everything's okay. Staying? Of course. Rex might have the most stubborn Orivod ever decanted, but he wouldn't change him for the galaxy. After they saw Anakin, Ahsoka, and Rex off the next morning, Obi-Wan guided Cody to his office. As soon as the door closed and his helmet was set on the desk, his Jedi pulled him into a hug. It had taken quite some time for them to become more, for Cody to allow himself to feel the attraction and affection he tried so hard to bury, and for Obi-Wan to do the same. Long days in the field, long evenings in the office. Things began to shift between them after the time Cody used Obi-Wan's lightsaber to protect injured men. Obi-Wan followed through with the promise to train Cody in basic lightsaber use. It brought them even closer together. There was no planet-shaking moment that changed everything. They came together quietly, softly. It fit them. I didn't want to interrupt your time with Rex last night, Obi-Wan said quietly. You get so little time with him outside of battle, and I know how important your brother is to you. The Jedi, the good ones, all encouraged the bonds between the men. The really good ones encouraged those bonds even with troopers in other battalions. Cody knew he wasn't the only one who appreciated that. Their bonds with their brothers were important, and among the few things that were truly theirs. Cody squeezed gently. I'm grateful for that. It was nice to spend some uninterrupted time with him, even if he is a stubborn, worried Mother Tuka at times. Obi-Wan brushed a kiss to Cody's cheek. You deserve to be worried, Ova. They stood there for several long moments, just holding one another close.